the jump off. I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back with the jump off. Goons in the club, case something jumps off. Get back up for the high, but the... Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me and Finalis. Guys, welcome back. If you're new, first time listening, welcome to my podcast. This episode is going to be a little bit different. And also, I want to say how rude of me. If you are a returning listener, I will appreciate you. I always will appreciate you. I need more people like you. But I've been busy the past few weeks, a month, I would say. I'm in the middle of moving, trying to look for somewhere else to stay, currently at my parents. I talked to you guys before about my dad's health, and I have been helping out at the house as much as I can. Living in a small town, well, being in a small town, coming from a small town ain't nothing to do here. But you know what I've been doing? I've been saving money. I've been saving money and making some summer plans and working as much as possible. The only thing about working is I've been working on things that are... I've been working on regular work. So I haven't been having any time to work on things for myself. But I am recording an episode. It's been something on my mind lately that I want to talk about. So I just wanted to share my thoughts with you guys about being a creative person, tapping into your creativity, and how it's like when you don't have any. So, well, not that you don't have any, but you feel as if like you're depleted. Or if you don't have anything good to say or something to post or something to create. But we're definitely going to have a conversation about that. But before we get into that, I am still working out some kinks about my podcast. And interestingly enough, as I'm thinking about how I want to continue my podcast, like thinking about if I should do seasons, which is something that I've mentioned to my friend before, if I should just do seasons and pre-record certain episodes. And at first I was like, that would be a great idea. But it's like, the thing about the podcast world is that it's still developing. It's still somewhat new. And I have to just find a way to make rules and see what works for me. And I say rules because rules sometimes create boundaries and help you stick to something that you're not all over the place. But it's something I'm definitely working on. And as I haven't been recording any podcast episode, this has been on my mind heavily, and I just had to write it down. I'm not in my same usual location, which is in my bedroom, because I moved. I'm in my old bedroom, my childhood bedroom, and it doesn't have the best sound quality, as in, like, full disclosure, like my other podcast episodes, I would record it in my closet because the sound was just like A1. It sounded like I was in a studio. But now I'm on my bed recording. Giving you guys some of the behind the scenes exclusive. And I'm not sure if this microphone is going to pick up, but there are birds chirping outside. And I'm not going to tell you the time I'm recording this episode. It's late at night, past midnight, but not past 2. And there's birds chirping outside. But anyways, one thing I do want to incorporate into my podcast is music. There was a time I really wanted to be a radio host. I feel as if like my voice was sexy enough to be a radio host, and even to be a TV host. I still think I could be a TV host, but you know, to do like radio, and look at me now, I have a podcast. So I just like want to play music at the beginning. So if you don't know, I'll let you know what song I was playing. It's Little Kim, The Jump Off, featuring Mr. Cheeks. I was way too young to be listening to this song, dancing to it, calling myself a jump off and all and whatnot. But when this song comes on, listen, I just want to dance. I think I'm going to be playing, well, I don't think, I will be playing a lot of my favorite songs from early 2000, maybe 90s, maybe 80s, who knows, because summer is here. And it's not like officially summer, but we made it past Memorial Day. And in my opinion, Memorial Day is like the kickoff to summer. It's hot. People are off. People are barbecuing. People are grilling. People are gathered together with their friends. People are drinking. Listen, it's basically the kickoff to summer. So there we go. And also a fun fact about me is that when I was young, and still now as a grown-ass adult, I want to be in a music video. I want to be a leading lady in a music video. But it has to be a well-done music video, because I'm not going to be that. These music videos nowadays don't have the taste, don't have the creativity. They're not giving me anything. But I would love to be a leading lady one day on a music video, in a music video. But anyways, getting into this episode, and I'm not sure how to title it exactly, but we're talking about being a creative person and what that means to me and what that may mean to you. But it's literally, the entire episode is going to be like, take what you need out of this episode, because as more and more people tap into their creative side, we are finding ourselves either conforming unto what the social media world wants us to do, the online world, or we're in a rut of, like, for me, for example, it's like, I'm scared to put something out there. Or sometimes it's like, I'm rushing to put things out there and they're not even working out for me. Now, just like podcasting, social media is ever so changing, and it's still somewhat new to us because every platform is different, but somewhat in a way serves the same purpose. So, for example, on all these social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, you are the content creator. And I hate the word content creator. I just feel as if you're just creating stuff. And when you're creating stuff, it's like, is it purposeful stuff? Is it meaningful stuff? Is it funny stuff? Is it like what are you creating? So every time someone uses the word content creator, I kind of like cringe, because I'm kind of like, okay, what kind of content are you creating? Because when I think of content, I think of like all the contents and junk that I have in my purse. I'm a girl who, if I have a big purse, best believe there's a lot of junk in there that I don't need. I don't know why I do it, but it's like, who knows when I'll need, who knows? I have 5 pins in my purse. Who knows when one day I will need to have all 5 pins distributed to somebody? Like, who knows? But I'm prepared. Off topic. But to me, as I am trying to do a little bit things a little bit differently, I'm asking myself, how do I see myself in this atmosphere on being on social media? Like, what exactly I want to do? And I don't want to just live on social media to be some type of influencer or quote-unquote content creator or anything like that. I want to take what I'm doing online to the real world. And yes, I understand that what you do online does have an effect on the real world, and you technically don't have to do that. But anyway, that's what I want to do. And I think a lot of us, when we say that we're creative, we first have to realize that we all have some type of creativity. Some of us have tapped into it and some of us have not. But first, I want to bring you guys back into the younger years, the easier years, the years when you didn't have any bills and you're just a child. When you started preschool or kindergarten, you started drawing, learning colors, learning how to be creative. And then, you know, years gone by, you develop more as a child, started talking, started writing, doing essays, performing, playing music. And then you come to high school, and then there's college, where it's like, whoa, I gotta prepare myself to get a job in the real world. And sometimes in college, you kind of lose your creativity. You know, when you're juggling full-time classes, being a full-time student and working a part-time job, it's hard. It's like I don't have time for the creativity. This is something for me that I realized. Well, not realized, but knew that I didn't have time for. But I went to school for radio and television because I believe that if I'm going to go to school, put myself in debt, I'm going to do something that I want to do forever. And I don't know what that looks like. I still don't know what that looks like. But I know what I love to do. And every time I think about it, it's talking. I love to talk. I'm a chatterbox because I love to have conversations with people. And I love to write. As much as I avoid it as possible, I really do love to write. And I like to write with a pen and a paper. I'm not much of a typer because I don't know. The thing about holding the pen into the paper, every word, you just feel it, you know? I don't know if that makes sense for you guys, but it makes plenty of sense to me. And shout out to Sista Soja. And she is an author, a writer. She wrote plenty of books. I'm currently reading the Portia story and the Portia Santiago stories. It's by Sista Soja. I will link it below. I've been reading this book for a very long time. I know I need to finish reading this book for crying out loud. But she says that when she writes her books, she writes with a pen and paper, and she just prefers to do it by hand, then type it, and then later on she transcribes everything with her nieces. And I thought that was very dope because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. And I know if I do it and she does it, there's a bunch of people out there who do it. But what I've been learning about navigating myself through this creative world on social media, on the World Wide Web, on Bill Gates' internet, is that I have to learn and have to understand what works for me and what doesn't. And for me, I'm not the type of person to be posting just to post. Like, I don't want to create just to create. Just like when I don't have a podcast up, I don't have a podcast up. And sometimes it might be because of life or because I'm being lazy, but I don't want to force myself to just do something just for the sake of saying that I did it. Because it's not about quantity to me, it's about quality. I want my podcast to resonate with people now and most likely years from now. A lot of my episodes, I have to pray, read, and study before I speak. And that's because I don't want to say something and mislead people. I don't want to, it's not about giving people the wrong impression. It's just about making sure what I'm saying is something that will stand. That's why I don't do episodes about pop culture as much, because pop culture shifts so much. One day it's in, one day it's out. I don't care for like celebrity gossip or anything like that to begin with. You know, like if you want to do that, there's platforms for it. There's Twitter. There's the Shade Room. I'm pretty sure there's still some type of YouTube page that goes over all the shady stuff that happens. But going back to being a creative, I realized that these are two things that I love to do, but what am I doing to better myself at those skills? And that brought me to realizing that there's an elephant in the room that's called my employer, my job will go unnamed, that takes up a lot of my day. And I do other things on a side as well, but I realized that what I'm doing every week for 40, 44 hours plus is not only not conducive to my mental health, but it doesn't work with me. And when I was young, I used to like watch shows or cartoons and the person would be like, well, I'm an artist and I don't work. And now I get that completely because it's like, if I'm working all the time and I know I have to pay bills, how am I able to be creative? And for me, my creativity comes early in the morning and late at night. I just don't know why. I just get a pen and paper when it comes and I just write stuff down. I have a whiteboard and I'm realizing that I just don't have time to create things. And I don't want to rush to create something just to put it out there. But I do love to create. I do love to talk. If I could, like I said before, this podcast is like my side thing, but one day it'll be my main thing. And I just have to really just hone into it. Also, I think we have to realize if we're hard on ourselves or not. Because as people, we can be our biggest critic. Lord knows I am my biggest critic. I am hard on myself sometimes for no freaking reason. But I have to understand that when I'm creating work, I have to understand that first, I'm creating it and I'm putting it out there because I love it. I think you have to love your work or understand your work before you put it out there. Because if you don't understand it, if you don't love it, why would you expect someone to love or understand the work that you're putting out there? For me, I have to let go of the idea of the approval from others in order for me to like it. You know, it's like when you made something, it's like, I don't know, I made something. It's, I don't know, taste, let me know what it tastes like. Oh, you like it? Okay, well, if you like it, I love it. It's not supposed to be like that. Can't, because people don't understand the art that you are creating or the message you're trying to convey unless you understand it and have a clear understanding of it, because sometimes you may have to explain it to others. So for me, I have been struggling to tell, to say this, but I am a creative person. I am a writer. I am a talker. I am a conversation starter. And at first, it was hard for me to say that because it's like I don't know exactly how to select what I am. But those are only just two things that I am out of so many other things. And I believe with us, we just really have to see what our creative outlets are. And sometimes our creative outlets aren't always going to be made to share with everybody. Sometimes it's just going to be for us or from some friends or family or who knows, you know, like coworkers or for a job. Our creativity can bring us so far, you know. I remember, I think I am correct on this. I believe I'm correct. In the Bible, one of Adam's first jobs was to name all the animals. God gave Adam the creativity, the gift, the honor to name all the animals in the garden. Isn't that crazy? Like, to name things, that requires a lot of creativity. Don't you ever look at something and like wonder, wow, that's called a curtain. I wonder why they came up with that name, like a curtain. You ever do that thing when you say something a lot of times and it starts not making sense to you? Let me not do that because I'm slowly but surely doing that to myself. But anyways, to stop myself from rambling on, I just want to say that if you're a creative person, you like to write music, like to sing, like to rap, like to draw, like to dance, like to create graphic art, like to put together videos, even heck, like to shop, because being a shopper and having good taste in clothes, you're creative because you're creating all these outfits that are going to be bomb, you know? Tap into it, nurture it. And by nurturing it, I mean by working on it every day, becoming better at it, because we don't always reach a point where we're like, I have arrived. I know all about this. No. You'll never arrive at that moment, but you always will have to nurture your baby, nurture your skill, nurture your talent, and really find out what that is. Heck, even being a computer software engineer requires some type of creativity. You know, I know a lot of it's based on logic and math, but also creativity as well into what you're creating. What program are you creating? You know, everything is tied to creativity. All around us is creativity and innovation, inspired by creativity, pushed by creativity. So I want you guys to just think about that. Moving on to the Black Business of the Week segment. Since summer is starting off, I just want to say, if you're not using sunscreen, I don't know what to tell you, playa. I don't know what to tell y'all, but you need to use sunscreen. If you're going to use sunscreen, please take a look and online or in person at Target at Black Girl Sunscreen. Black Girl Sunscreen, but anybody can use it, of course. It has avocado oils and so much other oils on there, so I would always read the ingredients before buying, because if you're allergic, don't put that on me. You know, we should be reading our, we should always be reading the ingredients and products. But I've used Black Girl Sunscreen. I love it a lot. I can use it on my face and body, and I love sunscreen that allows me to use it on face and body, because I will have the habit of accidentally putting it on my face. There is no white cast. For me, there was no crazy breakouts. I'll be honest, the only thing I will say is that it is a little bit on the oily side. But besides that, it is a great product. And again, it's called Black Girl Sunscreen. You can find it on their website, which I will link below. Or you can find it at Target. Target got all the good stuff, y'all. But yeah, that's concludes my episode. The Take What You Need segment was very long, because as creatives, I hope I'd say something that kind of resonates with you and that you've been thinking about. Don't feel as if you have to put yourself in some type of rat race of creating this, having so many hashtags for that, posting at this certain time. Create if you want to share, post, and go. Let's not focus on likes. Let's focus on what we like and what we want to put out there. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to leave you guys on some Little Kim, because it's the jump off right here. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. You guys hear from me in the next episode. Again, I'll be playing summer hits all summer long. Take care. Keep your bread up. Live good. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide.